Okay, welcome back. In this session, remember the idea of the movie theater screen in which you could see from spirit a view into the physical world's consensus reality. And so for this guided imagery, the idea is that you're going to think about that aspect of yourself, which is in not physicality and is observing you through that movie screen. And so the idea here is that you're going to complete that circuit. It's already observing you. And you're going to think about looking back up through the movie screen and observing it. And then you're going to project a feeling to it to snap out of that trance that it's in and have it become aware of what it's really doing, that it's actually already in spirit, in a non-physical focus. And from there, you can transfer your focus into that copy of yourself, and you could actually complete an OBE from that perspective. But here for this waking imagery, guided imagery, all we're going to do is just first think about that aspect of yourself somewhere out there, not physicality. It's sitting in a movie theater. It's watching the screen, and through that screen, it's observing you. It's experiencing everything that you're experiencing right now. So think about that direction of the way the information flows down from non-physicality into physicality to you. And now think about completing the circuit and sending your focus back up through the movie screen into non-physicality and sending a snap out of it feeling to that aspect of yourself sitting in that movie theater. And this is a sensation or a feeling that you can bring up as you're falling asleep. And use the same kind of idea of hypnotic fractionation where you'll think about that information flow for a little bit, and then you'll just kind of space out for a little while. And then after spacing out for a little while, go back to thinking about that aspect of yourself. And do that back and forth over and over again as you're falling asleep. And what you'll find is that because you're going back and forth, you're giving yourself enough of a space there that you can easily fall asleep because you're not really forcing it, you're not really trying too hard to think about it. So during the zoning out period, you'll have plenty of opportunity to actually fall asleep at night. But during the time that you're thinking about this circuit, you'll also be programming your subconscious to become aware of that. And you'll find that you'll have many more lucid dreams, spontaneous lucid dreams during the night than you would have otherwise. This is a really easy visualization to use to just start having lots of spontaneous lucid dreams almost all night long. The next step for this visualization is to imagine that not only are you sending that snap out of it feeling to your observer aspect, but that it actually does respond. It says, it's aware of what's really going on now. It's aware that it was actually not completely embedded in physicality, that it's actually in that movie theater, and that it has the option to stop looking at the screen and get up and move around in the theater and even leave the theater if it wants to. So imagine that it snaps out of that trance, and now your focus is transferred into it. So now you are the observer aspect. And imagine what is it that you're seeing when you look around in that theater? What does it look like? What's the style of the architecture? How many other people are in the room? What does the screen look like to you? What are there other people in the room doing? Are they all watching the screen, or are some of them also snapped out of it? So we're going to do a couple of things from this point. You can get up now, walk around the movie theater, go outside into the lobby and see what you see out there. And now we're going to come back and use the movie theater to actually re-enter into physicality. And the easiest way that I know of to do that is to imagine that you're looking at the theater not from the perspective of when you're sitting in one of the seats, but imagine that you're actually sort of stuck to the ceiling of the movie theater so that you can look down the movie theater screen. And you see that the screen actually drops down below the theater floor. Way, way below the theater floor, miles and miles down below the floor. And when you focus into that, how it sort of sucks itself down into the floor, it also sucks you down into the movie theater screen and allows you to transfer your focus back into physicality. So that wraps it up for this section. And then in the next section, the next imagery, we're going to be looking at actually contacting your oversoul.